The Everyday Environmentalists, Dave and Ann, bring you tips on how you too can help make the world a little better place to live in. So now, let's listen.
Sure is hot. On days like today, I wish we lived near a lake or river. I think I'd rather be swimming than working on this garden project.
We've been working on this for a long time. Why don't we just take the afternoon off and go somewhere cooler?
That sounds great to me.
Wow, what great timing. Look how far the tide's out.
It's really interesting to see all the marine life exposed at low tide, but I think these aren't the best shoes to be wearing to wander the slippery rocks. I'm gonna head back to the car and switch shoes. Do you need anything?
No, I don't think so. Go ahead, I'll just wait here till you get back.
Okay, I'll be right back.
Let's see, this pile of rock looks pretty comfortable. Hey, these little ones are really pretty. I wonder why all the rocks we've been digging up at home are all just one color. But there's all kinds of colors here, white, gray, black, some with little flecks of red in them. They sure would make a great border around our garden. I think I should just take a few.
Ah, these shoes are much better. I hope Dave didn't wander too far down the beach. Oh, I see him. But I wonder what he's doing, crawling around on the rocks.
334, 335, 336.
What are you doing?
I've been counting how many rocks we'd need to use as a border around our garden. Look at these shells, too. They'd make a really interesting addition.
Wait a minute. Why are you counting rocks here?
Well, just look at how many rocks are scattered around here on the beach. There must be thousands. I was thinking we just take a few of them and make a great border for our garden.
And just how many is a few?
Well, maybe a few was a bit of an exaggeration. I guess I had 40 or so the last time I counted. But there must be thousands of them down here.
Dave, it's not even okay to take one rock from a state park. The land and beaches are protected for everyone to enjoy.
I guess if we can't take the rocks, I better put these shells back, too.
I'm sorry to be the one ruining your creative idea. Just imagine if everyone suddenly decided to take rocks for garden borders or fences or paperweights from the beach here. There might be so few rocks that the entire character of the beach would be drastically altered.
Well, I would hate to see this beautiful beach destroyed. You know, at first I couldn't think of anything positive about learning that the best thing to do at the park is just take pictures. But I did think of a reason.
And what's that?
Maybe our garden is really fine just the way it is now. It doesn't really need a border. So we can spend a few more hours walking on the beach.
When visiting a county, state, or national park, resist the temptation to take souvenirs of any kind. Leave them behind for other visitors and for the wildlife for which the park is home.
Everyday Environmentalist is a production of KSVR Studios, produced by Joseph C. McGuire, technical engineering by Jay Charles, scripts by Britta Eshte, featuring Dave McConnell as Dave and Jim Justice as Ann. Let Dave and Ann show you how you too can be an everyday environmentalist.